lot.
We are back from recess, and we're ready for an update from Road and Bridge. Gentlemen, if you'll join us.
On our road and bridge, chip seal, we're about 65 to 70% complete with our chip seal list. The Pratt's crew's got probably 10 miles plus some scattered patching left to do. Weather permitting, we still have some concrete slab work to do. We haven't had a chance to do that yet. Also, we're going to repour our floor at the road and bridge office, hopefully maybe sometime this week. The reason I have the map up is I've talked with surrounding counties. I've had a call from a road in the southwest part of the county, and also in Danny asked me about a road in the northeast part of the county, and years ago, I think it was a verbal agreement at that time on, I'm going to zoom into this road up here, we'll start in the northeast part of the county. And you'll see a road right here, I've got this called Jennings Road. This road, I'm going to turn on aerial here. Where you take State Highway W to McClurg, past it to the end of state maintenance, we have a county road called Jennings Road, W-70, that we maintain up to this county line. This portion in here is Ozark County, and years ago we used to kind of a trade-off. They maintained one, and I'm going to pan to it and zoom out, a little farther south called Palmer. Was the trade-off for that, and I've never found an agreement, and that is this road right in this area. For us to get to this road, we have to travel through Ozark County Road up into this area and back in here to get to this small section of road. I've already talked with the Ozark County Commissioner, and they've discussed it amongst themselves to it's more feasible for us to maintain the rest of Jennings Road, and they would in turn maintain this section of Palmer Road, just kind of a trade-off. It's easier for them to get to this one. It saves us time. We don't have to travel that far to get to that small piece of road, and we would maintain this one up here.
Randy, do we have written agreements in place with the other counties?
No, currently we do not, and that's what we need is written agreements. We need to have. I've checked with Nikki, and we can't find any existing agreements. Now, they may have been years ago, but we can't find anything that we currently have.
Ron, I'm the one that brought this to Randy's attention and started questioning about this when we got into a situation in. Actually came through BOE over in Carroll County, where we had some roads over in that area that we needed to, we have to go across the lake and into the other county and turn back and come all the way into, down to the lake into Taney County. And at that point I asked Randy to review how many roads we had out of county that we could trade service work on and save both us and the adjoining county a lot of maintenance. And so Randy's put this together and brought it forward, and I think it would be a good idea. And the main thing that we wanted to do is get written documentation, because the trades in years past on the maintenance of those roads have been strictly verbal, and commitments have been verbal. So that's where this has all come from. And we have on basically three sides of the county, we have these same issues, don't we? Or maybe
right.
All four sides.
The other, I've talked with the superintendent in Boone County, Arkansas. And we have a road that I've only been to one time, and they currently maintain it for us, and it's this road right in here called Horseshoe Bend. They have to also, in turn, come up to 86 Highway to the end of Jones Road. That's basically their road that runs past the state line, and we have done maintenance work on that road in the past, but like I say, it was only a verbal at that time, and we couldn't find anything documented on it. So that would be a trade-off that would be cost-effective for us, not to have to go all the way to Horseshoe Bend to do any maintenance, or them come all the way up to the end of Jones Road.
Is that the lower right hand? Is that the Jones Road?
I'll get back to it here. Apologize. Right here.
So
that's this section of road right in here. Gotcha. Would be the end of Jones Road. That's actually across state line. We would maintain that to the end. They in turn would maintain the end of Horseshoe Bend, which we have to drive quite a ways to even get to that. The other county I'd talked to would have been Stone County. And these are roads that we have to travel through Blue Eye into Carroll County, Arkansas, back into Stone County before we get to these roads that you can actually see from the end of one there from the Long Creek Bridge, but it's quite a ways around there to get to these roads. And what I was talking to them about, the possibility, they maintain this section of Oasis Road, and right currently it's Base Road, and they plan to chip seal that this year. Then they have to travel through a portion of Carroll County, but they do a trade-off with them currently, and I don't know what roads they trade off with them right now, but he had told me they currently work out with Carroll County, Arkansas, on some roads. They would maintain these roads off of EE area that we have on our list. We would maintain these roads off of UU. We have to travel into part of their county to State Highway UU to get to these roads right here at Williams Landing. So that would be a trade-off we could possibly work with them. Save us having to go all the way to Blue Eye back around to get to EE area.
Can you get us a list? Or maybe you already have it, miles traded?
Basically, the roads off EE, we're looking at about 2 miles. And the roads off UU that are county maintained are about 3 miles. We would be maintaining a little bit more road, but the travel distance, it more makes up for it, and especially wintertime, it makes it difficult. So,
guys, I would suggest that Randy work directly with Nikki, who worked with Frank, develop these pretty simple agreements.
Yes, that should be simple.
And collaborate with these other counties. Right. Cooperate.
I'm all for that. Brandon, or is there any of those in your
area? The one off Jones.
Off of Jones, just your part, and then actually the one that's over that goes across
the
Long
Oasis.
Creek. Yeah.
The Oasis.
And yeah, how do you feel about that? Because I think it's a good money saver for the
sense.
County.
I mean, yeah. There's no sense in making them, because, yeah, the only way to get to off of Jones Road there on the bottom, you got to come up 65 to 86 to Jones Road. I mean, that's so... And then for us to get to the Oasis, you got to go, I mean, it's...
Forever.
Yeah.
Why don't you put that together with a mile? I mentioned the mileage. I know you already had it on here. I was wanting it across the air. That what we're trying to do here is the money savings, and work that up and have her get with Frank.
Okay.
Put that together as an intergovernmental agreement, and I'm recommending that you do it for all that you have recommended to us, and then we can approve those as we. Need to there.
Now, Boone County, Arkansas, and Stone County has just been discussions with their road superintendents, and basically they were going to discuss it with their commissions. Ozark County, I did speak with the county commission, county commissioner, and so it's basically just getting agreement with them because he'd already relayed that to the other two commissioners, but I'll work on that. And
all right.
See what we can make agreements happen. Unless David or the other two boys here have something, the other I have is an executive session. So.
Just talk about the little piece of property across over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard to work that concrete this week if it's raining every day, isn't it?
It's got to quit raining.
But it's got to quit raining.
we can get it formed up. And
they need you on KY3.
we can pour that fairly easy if we get a good day this week. I'd like to have a good cloudy day. That way it can cure slow. I heard it would be really hot.
Have we had any reports this morning of any problems?
I spoke to the gentleman there, and it was okay yesterday.
Good. Yep. Good. Thank you guys for taking care of that so quickly, by the way. Then how'd we do on our roads?
We had a few areas that took some heavy rains that just overwhelmed a lot of our culverts, and I don't know if you were out, but I called him out on a tree. You were out on signs. Coon Creek area, Kirbyville area was tremendous amount of water. I don't know if you had any.
Fall Creek came up yesterday, Bull Creek and Bear Creek Saturday.
So Is there a big
problem with a culvert there where our building is on Mount Branson, where the water comes right up in the highway? We lost about half the highway, didn't we?
They need to upgrade their culvert.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, they're not near big enough. I mean, there's too much paved area, too many roofs now, and it runs off too fast where it just can't handle it now.
I talked to Jim yesterday. I know he drove out there and looked at it. I don't know. Did anybody talk to him?
I'm going to call him tomorrow and talk to him.
So I know that they're aware of it. So.
I've made mention of this before, and it was that way this time, I guess. I've seen a car get swept off the road right there, and we addressed our issue with it, with the trough across there and everything and the grid. But the water, as you can see from the trash line on it, that it was up high enough to wash anybody pulling a trailer or a small vehicle completely off the road to that lower side. And their ditch lines are just full. They haven't been cleaned for some time, so they need to be cleaned out.
Anything else, guys, before we step into whatever it is you want to chat about in the executive session? Do I see that it's both subsections 1 and 3, Randy?
Actually, yeah, I don't know what that part means. It's mainly over this issue.
Would that be a personnel issue, or is that a...
No, it's not a personnel issue.
See that, Randy?
But there is a need for some personnel in there.
1 and 3.
1 and 3, okay.
Yeah.
Is there a motion?
Yeah. Move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 1 and 3.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1 and 3. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries.
That all you need me for?
We'll need to excuse everyone who's not a part, everyone who's still awake. It's not.